This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The curtain has been pulled back on Wu Flu and other Democrat shenanigans, folks, and now the fallout begins. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Please go visit there. Please promote this show to everybody you can. Download it. Send a link over to friends. Do whatever you need to do to help us out. 2022 is going to be our year. The fallout is beginning for the Democrats. Now, that said, don't expect them to go down without a fight. Democrats will protect the lie at all cost. Look at Russian collusion. Adam Schiff is still out there touting it. They still talk about Trump's impeachments, which never happened. The things that Joe Biden did that should have gotten him impeached, the things that Hunter Biden did that should have him arrested, and they talk about Donald Trump still, but won't talk about those. They don't go down without a fight, folks. Don't think for one second just because 2022 is going to be our year that it's going to just be handed to us. Social media and other media will continue to demonize you. And until Trump gets this thing going and a few other people get theirs going, because we're working on one, let me just tell you, you're not going to get good information. They're going to come after you. But see, here's the deal. There's fewer people in the echo chamber. The leftists have lost so many of their own who have finally opted for real freedom, who get it. They see it now as clear as day. They're like, whoa, I see where I was headed. It's like somebody came along and slapped them, and we didn't do it. Now it's up to us to embrace them and to say, look, we knew you were coming. We threw a party for you. We knew you were coming. Don't buy. Look, these people are going to demonize us for not buying into mask mandates. A worthless mask. I promise you that mask is worthless. I've given you enough data, but I don't even have to tell you. You know it. Would you want to pull your shirt over here? I'm going to pull my shirt up like this and do this show. Is this the way I would want to talk to you through my? Are you kidding? I mean, I'm breathing my body odor, you know. No, I don't want to breathe that. I don't want to breathe my own breath. Not that, I mean, and it can get funky. I ain't going to lie. But take a mint, Kev. It's funny. I got to get my teeth cleaned. And when you don't get your teeth clean, your breath will start to smell. Ugh. Anyway, I digress. Vaccine mandates. People are finally going to go, I'm not taking that stupid shot. I've seen enough now. And it isn't us revealing it. It's the CDC going back on their own crap. It's Fauci going, well, no longer does the two vaccine regimen the right thing. You've got to get the boosters, and you need to get the boosters like once every couple of hours. We're going to make a pill to help with the booster. 2022 will be the year that Fauci gets Cuomo'd. Do you know what I'm telling you? Fauci, who's the belle of the ball, who's getting all these awards, etc., somebody's going to spill the beans on this little fraud, and he's going to be gone. I predict Fauci goes this year. Woo! Anybody with me? Yeah! Yeah! 2022 will be the year Democrats get outed, exposed as political hacks and cheats. I don't know how it's going to happen. I'm making a prediction. I'm going all, what's her name? What was the lady that used to make psychic predictions? Joan something or Jean something? 2022, folks, will be our 2020 as we gain 2020 insight and hindsight on the previous year. Which, by the way, was voted the worst year ever. This is what we're up for this year. This is why I'm optimistic. And you should be as well. Everything that you read in a poll about Joe Biden, he's upside down on Wu Flu. We talked about it earlier. We're going to go into the third of the massive Democrat problems because they've got major problems. They did a poll. They said people are concerned overall about three things: their health, the economy, and crime. And I told you, those things all point to one centralized theme: security. Security. Joe Biden says, oh, there's a job available for everybody. Then why don't I feel secure? If I take that job, am I going to have to get a shot? Because if I do, I don't feel as secure. Everything they're pointing to is a negative. I'm telling you, hang in there, folks. 2022, woohoo! It's going to be as good as what 2020 should have been when we were to get news of the Trump victory. It's coming this year. Coming for the midterms. If you think Democrats aren't scared, man, they are scared, more scared than a call girl at church. They are scared. And they better be. And you better keep them on their toes. Remind them every day. You got Democrat relatives. Call them up and say, hey, how's that Joe Biden working out for you? And that Kamala Harris. Democrats, folks, massive problems. Harry Reid died, and his death signaled something for the Democrats. And you probably noted it as well. Their power is consolidated in the hands of a very few old people. So here's what Democrats have to be asking themselves. How long is Pelosi going to live? Chuck Schumer, Maxine Waters, the leadership, and I use my finger quotes on that because it's very loose leadership, because they're not leaders, but they are the leaders of the party, the bad leaders. How long are they going to live? So I predict Democrats are going to lose a few of the elitists who run their party, and it will have devastating consequences. I'm talking far-reaching. See, you don't just hand that power over. Somebody has to usurp it. Well, who's going to usurp it? Alexandria, what's her name? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Ilhan Omar? Who can usurp this? Take the mantle, if you will. Take the gavel from Pelosi's hand. I mean, I'm not saying she's going to keep it because McCarthy's going to get that in the midterms. But who's going to take that power? People like them, those folks, they die with that power. They die with it. They don't transfer it. So the Democrats are going to have this massive void. Is it Andrew Yang? He switched parties. Is it Tulsi Gabbard? She might as well switch parties. Is it what's her name? Elizabeth Warren? She's in that age group. Who's it going to be? Is it one of the four black candidates that nobody cares about? Kamala Harris has already proven nobody wants her to be a leader. They got nobody. They got no bench. If the election were held today, folks, who would the Democrats want to run for president? Consider that question during the break.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So Twitter banned Marjorie Taylor Greene for, quote, spreading misinformation about COVID-19. Misinformation about COVID-19. Let me tell you, the government, the CDC, even the WHO have done nothing but spread misinformation about COVID-19. Everybody who has been pro-vax, pro-mask, do nothing but spread misinformation. They make people feel safe. Oh, you're vaccinated, you're safe. Oh, you're wearing a mask, you're safe. And yet, we get misinformation that says, oh, no, no, there's no infections. Well, they call it transfer infections. I don't know the terminology, but there's no infections that come from people who are vaccinated. And then we learn from other sources, mostly around the world, that yes, the majority of the people who are in our hospitals now are those who are vaccinated. Welcome to the program, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to? The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Trail of lies. Lie after lie after lie. And Marjorie Taylor Greene gets banned from Twitter for misinformation. Marjorie Taylor Greene is spreading the truth about this disease the same way I was, about the vaccines, about the mask, about this scamdemic, and social media goes, nope, can't have that opinion floating around. You know what really hacks me off? that we use Twitter. We talk about tweets. I'm guilty of it too, because right now we don't have anything to offer. But we need a whole new terminology. We need to disregard it. People are trying to get more tweets, more, you know, things, whatever, all of it. They got to build up their big platform. And I get it. There's a business to it. Let's face it, Candace Owens got popular because she had so many people who she could reach. And Twitter let her do it. God bless them, because they shut me down. I think Twitter, I'm just going to give you my opinion, you can like it or not, they shut me down because I'm effective. I would have 10 times the coverage that I had in the past if Twitter just let me loose. But they claim it's misinformation, as if we don't know how to determine that. What a crock of nonsense that they're able to get away with this. It's unbelievable. I got banned for calling out Jack, the former CEO of Twitter, for not doing something to the New York Times for misinformation on Officer Sicknick. I tweeted to him, "Hey, dude, what are you going to do with the New York Times, who published this story saying Sicknick was killed by a fire extinguisher banged against his head and sprayed with pepper spray?" That's what the New York Times reported. Next day, banned. "How dare you question our fearless leader, the head of the Gestapo?" Let's look at the misinformation, folks. Here's Fauci on the CDC changing guidance on how long to quarantine.
George, the idea of if a person is without symptoms and infected, that they need to be isolated for 5 days. Normally that would be 10 days. The CDC decided that they would cut that down to 5 days if the person remains asymptomatic, so long as when they do go out in the second 5 days of that 10-day period, back to work or back into society, that they diligently wear a mask. You're right, there has been some concern about why we don't ask people at that 5-day period to get tested. That is something that is now under consideration. The CDC is very well aware that there has been some pushback about that. Looking at it again, there may be an option in that, that testing could be a part of that, and I think we're going to be hearing more about that in the next day or so from the CDC.
So just so we're clear, folks, if you're asymptomatic but infected, and how would you know this? Because you've taken a defective test that told you. Well, you no longer have to wait 10 days, which is what Fauci references. Prior to that, it was 14, and you've heard me talk about it. We've gone from 14 to 10 to 5 with the asymptomatic, meaning you have no symptoms. You probably don't even have the disease because a defective test made you positive. But you still need to quarantine. And if you do go back to work, be sure to wear that ineffective mask that we all know doesn't work. And he says, but we might require them to get a test anyway. Why? Because I own a test company. I have money in a test company. The idea that we're still going to, Fauci goes, they'll be reissuing something on that. I've talked to them about it because I don't really like what they had to say. See, they're getting pushback. What Fauci's telling you is the public is finally pushing the CDC to the point where they have to recognize what we say and not what he says. Anyway, we have ample information, folks, about the intentional misinformation by Fauci. He admitted that when he said we need to have 70% people before we can get to some kind of herd immunity, then it went to 80, then it went to 90, then it went to 100. And he's admitted publicly, yeah, I intentionally said this because I wanted to get people to do that. Yeah. But nothing from Twitter on his misinformation. Here he is talking about the effectiveness of vaccines, and somebody put the music behind it, so it's not my fault. But listen to Fauci talk about the effectiveness of these vaccines.
We have two vaccines that are really quite effective. The mRNA vaccine, highly effective, extraordinarily efficacious, 94 to 95% for mild to moderate disease, and virtually 100% efficacious, because the real world effectiveness is even more impressive than the results of the clinical trial.
That's a great video because it goes on to talk about it shows you how, all the different places that talk about the vaccines being 94, 95, 96%, 97, 98, 100% effective. And I'm talking about dozens of places where they said this thing was virtually 100%. They didn't even leave any wiggle room. Not even 95. It's 95%. Nope. 100% effective. Virtually 100% effective. And then, what do we learn? We learned that if you got two shots of the vaccine, which is what you're supposed to get, it's not effective. Doesn't stop it. Well, what's misinformation? We've been saying it. I've been saying it. I've been talking about this thing. Look, I've been kicked off Twitter for a while. And by the way, they just kicked me off again. We redid it under the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and they kicked me off a second time. I only had 99 followers. 99 followers. And Twitter goes, nope, you can't be on. You know why I think? I already told you. I'm too effective. I'm efficacious, to use Fauci's word. He caught himself using the same. It's very effective. It's very effective. It's very effective. So now he uses efficacious because it makes him sound more intelligent. That's the only reason why he uses it. He could say it's absolutely better. It's great. It's phenomenal. It's fantastic. He could use words that everybody knows. I mean, he uses effective, but over and over. But now it's efficacious. See, I understand what they try to do. They try to make you feel like you're dumb and they're smart. But I know the meaning of both words. Sit tight, we're going to talk about what's bothering most Americans.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The current 7-day daily average of cases is about 491,700 cases per day, an increase of about 98%.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky during a White House COVID-19 press conference on Wednesday. Walensky making another big pitch for booster shots. This as people vaccinated and with booster shots are testing positive for coronavirus as well. Capitol Police Chief Thomas Manger says his department is absolutely better prepared to defend the Capitol than it was during the attack on January 6th. The chief outlining numerous changes to security during a Senate hearing that include a boost in manpower, intelligence gathering, training, and equipment. Manger adding, preparation matters. You're listening to USA Radio News. Fire officials in Philadelphia say they're dealing with one of the worst fires in the city's history. At least 13 people, including 7 children, died when a blaze ripped through a row home that was converted into apartments. After Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was banned from Twitter Sunday for repeated violations of the site's policy on posting COVID-19 information, according to Twitter, more Republicans are making the switch to smaller social media sites that they believe won't censor them. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul was the latest to make the move after leaving YouTube Monday. He explained why on Fox and Friends.
Everybody on the right complains about social media and their censorship. Well, do something about it. Let's quit. So I'm no longer going to let some punk, some snot-nosed kid over at YouTube decide that a speech that I gave on the Senate floor is not appropriate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So what do you see as the state of the Democratic Party right now?
I think that it is a time for some, you know, careful thinking about what wins elections, and not just in deep blue districts where a Democrat and a liberal Democrat or so-called progressive Democrat is going to win. I understand why people want to argue for their priorities. That's what they believe they were elected to do. So, look, I'm all about having vigorous debate. I think it's good, and it gives people a chance to be part of the process. But at the end of the day, it means nothing if we don't have a Congress that will get things done, and we don't have a White House that we can count on to be sane and sober and stable and productive.
Ooh, Hillary Clinton. Is she gone? Is she coming back? 2024. Ooh, man. Talk about retreading the retreads. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That was an interview that Hillary was doing with some dude on MSNBC or NBC or whatever. I don't know where. Doesn't matter. The fake news media. And she, oh, my goodness. She says, what does it take to win elections? You mean without dominion, without the people rigging stuff? I don't know. What does it take? Argue for their priorities. She says people want to argue for their priorities. What she's saying is the special interests are ruling the Democratic Party. She says, I'm all for vigorous debate. It's good. It's part of the process. Since when have we had vigorous debate on any issue with the left? There's no vigorous debate. They've made up their minds. They know where the money, what it takes to get the money, and when you want to debate, you're getting between them and the money. The reason why they don't want to debate you on the real science and the real facts of the vaccines and this Wu-Flu biological weapon unleashed by the Chinese is because the obvious is true. It is a farce. It's a scam. It's a money-grabbing scam. As is climate change, global climate change, as is critical race theory, as are all the ideas that Democrats come up with. It is nothing more than a money grab. She says, the part that got me, though, she says, we need a Congress that gets things done, a White House that is, and I quote, sane, stable, sober, and productive. So what is she saying about this White House? That it's insane, unstable, drunk, and unproductive? She'd be 100% right. Maybe she's saying, you know what? I believe I'm going to be able to make a difference. And she thinks that the Democrats are going to vote her in. Let me tell you something, folks. The Clintons don't know that they're dead. They don't know yet. Maybe it'll be Hillary versus Donald number two. We'll see what happens. Anyway, I mentioned the three things that are on people's minds earlier, and we were touching on some of these things, you know, tangentially, because the three things that are on their minds are the economy, healthcare, and crime. And we haven't gotten to crime yet, and I'm going to get to that in just a bit. But let me just give you the numbers. I just went to one poll, and the reason why I want to give you these numbers is because there are other issues that underlie all these others. But I want you to understand how interconnected that they can be. So the next one is national security. National security was 13%. That's what people want. That's how the minds of 13% of the people. So it came in fourth. National security. How do we protect ourselves? Fifth was climate change at 10%. A big number, but not huge. I'm going to get to the top three here in a second. The next one was immigration, which is 7%. And as you think about this, this is a priority. A list of priorities from one to whatever, and it makes up essentially 100%. And you can kind of see where that fits and ask yourself, well, is national security number four for me? Is climate change number five? So, for example, for me, climate change doesn't even make my list. National security is on my list, but it probably would stay number four. Immigration would certainly be above climate change for me. Racial and gender equality, probably wouldn't make my list. SCOTUS, on my list. Maybe not, in this case, it's national security, climate change 10%, immigration 7%, racial and gender equality 6% of the people care about this. SCOTUS 4%, education 3%, and there were others. Education. 3% of the people care about education. Do you know the amount of money we're putting into a broken system and only 3% of the people care? So let's go to the biggest issues. By far, the biggest issue was the economy at 27%. So more than a quarter of the people put that as their number one priority. Number two, health. In particular, coronavirus. They singled it out. Coronavirus, and here's why. Because healthcare was 13%. Coronavirus by itself, 17. Healthcare, 13. Total, 30%. Well over another a quarter of the economy, quarter of people believe that that healthcare and specifically coronavirus are major issues. So the economy, healthcare, and crime was way down the list in this particular poll. But in other polls, crime is an issue, and that comes into national security, immigration, and a few other areas. There's bleed over, I guess is where I'm going. So people... There's all these little issues are going to add up, and none of this. Look, folks, racial and gender equality, 6%. Let me tell you what. Most people are sick of hearing about it. Immigration, most people are sick of hearing about it. Climate change, most people are sick of hearing about it. And when I say these numbers, none of these things bode well for the Democrats. There's not a single thing on there, that list where you go, oh, the Democrats are leading. Are they leading in national security? No. Are they leading in climate change? Yes, but in a negative way. Are they leading in immigration? Yes, but in a negative way. Look at the border. You'll see what I'm talking about. Are they leading in race and gender equality? Yes, in a negative way. Education? Yes, in a negative way. With CRT and how that interweaves with racial, gender, and inequality. 1619 Project, all this other stuff. And it gets worse. Because when you look at the economy part of it, December saw, they said, saw another subdued increase in U.S. manufacturing output as material shortages and supplier delays drag on. Although some reprieve was seen as supply chains deteriorated to the smallest extent since May, the impact of the substantially longer lead times for inputs thwarted firms' ability to produce finished goods. Yet again, people, if they can't put product in the pipeline and there's a disruption, you have nothing but impending disaster coming your way if they can't fix it. Adding to the sector's challenges, they says, was an ebb in client demand from the high seen in earlier in 2021, with new orders rising at the slowest pace for a year, largely linked to the reluctance of consumers to place orders before inventories were worked through. In other words, consumers are going, I don't want the stuff you got sitting in there. This, I want new product. I want, how long can food sit? Right? How long can today's fashions, I could go on. They said while shortages remain significant, at the end of the year brought with it some signs that cost pressures have eased. The uptick in input prices was the slowest for 6 months. Okay, fine. You want to give that, make it appear as though things are good? They're not. They say it's going to tighten. And it is going to tighten. It's going to tighten and it's going to feel like somebody put a belt or a garrote around your neck. And all you're hoping is that they don't twist it and cut your head off. It's not good news. And the Democrats know it. I want to get to crime, and I'm going to touch on it more in the next segment because we're going to run out of time here. But crime is one of these things that goes back. When we look at these three factors, the economy, healthcare, and crime being the top three in most of the polls. And as I said, if you get colloquial, you get more generalized or regional, you'll get things like the border in Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, and California. You'll get illegal immigration in those same areas, right? You get drugs, which is kind of related to crime. But a lot of these things are interdependent. Crime and illegal immigration come together. Crime and unemployment come together. So we're going to hit this here in a second. But the big factor is this. People want to feel safe.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Alderman, do you have some bright ideas on how to improve things, how to fix your city?
We can start immediately by allowing our police officers to start chasing and going after those criminals who are committed to terrorizing those neighborhoods. The policies that have been introduced and put in place by Mayor Lightfoot must be turned back. We must allow our officers to do their job. And yes, as in the previous segment, now that COVID is relenting a little bit, opening up other parts of our economy, we must start putting people back in jail. We did a disservice to our communities by doing early release. Those individuals who should be in jail now need to go back immediately.
It's not just Chicago with major problems. As our setup piece suggested, 16 major cities have set homicide records, ranging from Portland to New Haven, shattering all-time homicide records. Do you blame the defund the police movement and demonizing police officers?
Without a doubt. And let's be clear, there's more than one way to defund the police. And we've seen that in the city of Chicago, where that policy hasn't been vocalized, but the effects have been espoused by this mayor and by some of her allies. When you defund through attrition, when you do not hire what your city council allows you to hire, those are also ways to defund police. And it demoralizes the community and destroys the relationship that is so integral to putting bad people behind bars. We need to focus on appreciating our brave men and women who put on that uniform every day to keep our cities safe, regardless if it's Chicago, Portland, San Francisco, or others. Politics must exit the stage when it comes to public safety.
Alderman Raymond Lopez, we wish you and the great people of Chicago, what a beautiful city, the very best.
So when you hear me talking about crime, and I know Bonnie and others say, Kevin, you know, let's not focus on it. It's one of the top three. It has to do with safety. I live in suburbia. It's safe. Moved here for specifically that reason. Couldn't even let our kid play in the street. You know, where I grew up, lived before we moved from St. Louis I'll get it out to Arizona. Couldn't let our kid, wouldn't even let him go to the car unsupervised. That's how dangerous it is. Number one most dangerous city per capita, St. Louis, and you'd never guess it to look at our neighborhood. You wouldn't guess it to drive through some of the neighborhoods. You wouldn't guess it if you went downtown and you were just goofing around. I tell people all the time, if you go to St. Louis and you go down by the river and the arch and all that, you are in one of the most dangerous areas in the world. And it doesn't even look like it. People are killed there practically daily. In this little town of 318,000 people. People think St. Louis is some big city. 318,000 people. That's a moderate-sized city at best. With always in the news. Competing with Chicago. On any given weekend, the same number of people that get killed in Chicago are killed in St. Louis. They just got better aim in St. Louis. But as that clip showed, 16 major cities set crime records. Defund the police has failed, according to the alderman in Chicago, Raymond Lopez, a Democrat, a Latino male Democrat from Chicago, blasting his party, blasting the mayor. Now, he probably wants to be mayor. Fine. I'm glad Adams is the new mayor of New York. He's a former police officer, and he got asked a specific question. They asked him, what are you going to do about COVID? Are you willing to take responsibility? Do we have that clip? I know it's off topic, but let's play it.
Right, but Mayor, you know, as we were just talking about this at the beginning of this segment, you know, this is on you after midnight tomorrow night. You're the mayor. And if we see cases explode after the Times Square festivities, after the opening of schools, when you had the chance to be more cautious about it, are you willing to take that responsibility? Are you going to say that's on me as the new mayor of this city?
I want it to be on me. You know, I say this over and over again. Winners want the ball when the game is on the line. The game is on the line for our city, and I want the ball in my hand. Just as I had the ball during the mid-'80s when crime was high and I put on that uniform, I wanted to be there to protect my city, and I want to be here now to serve and protect my city. So, yes, I'm the leader of the city, starts January 1st, and I'm going to lead our city in the right direction. And I know the resiliency of New Yorkers because it lies in the spirit of the resiliency of Americans. Americans are going to show the globe how we respond to crises. And we know it's going to be difficult, it's going to be hard, but it has been hard before, and we have always stood up to the occasion. So, yes, I'm responsible for what happens to the people of this city as the mayor of the city of New York, and I'm going to lead us in the right direction.
In case you didn't catch it, that was Jim Acosta who was asking him the question, and he wanted this guy to back up, like, are you going to take responsibility for the people who could die from Wu Flu? And the guy goes, hey, the winner wants the ball. Give me the ball. I'll take the shot. There you go. So anyway, in this Ipsos survey, crime was number three. America said that crime was the country's third most pressing problem. Streets are unsafe. Looting has become widespread. I gave you murders. This is 797 murders in the city of Chicago, more than in decades. And we've watched this number go up and up and up. We're in every year. We're like, oh, this is pathetic. This is terrible. This is crazy. And you know who's getting killed? Black folks. A lot of innocent ones. The Democrats aren't sounding the alarm bell, are they? They said, this guy writes, progressive Democrats have led their party's efforts to defund the police and hobble law enforcement. Crime is up, especially in large Democrat-run cities such as Chicago and Philadelphia. Republicans have historically been viewed as tough on crime. When public safety becomes an issue as it is today, they, being Republicans, win. So I go back to all these things that we talked about. Healthcare in general. Obamacare was a failure. Joe Biden ushered it back in because you know why. It's a big effing deal, right? Healthcare hasn't improved. Wu flu. They were going to solve it, right? Get rid of Trump. We'll solve the problem. This is with Trump jumping on the bandwagon, getting them their vaccines and everything else, being complicit in it. And by the way, Trump needs an intervention so he can stop touting this. He really does. He needs to just get away from it and say, look, I did what they asked me to do. Now I wash my hands of it. That would be the smartest thing for him to do. I think he's seeing it as some sort of a legacy. His legacy is changing the Republican Party. Leave it at that. So anyway, you got that. And you, what I'm getting at is when you look at all these things on balance, whether it's the economy, whether it's healthcare, whether it's crime, and then you go down to those ancillary other issues, education, etc., people still want to feel like they have a voice and they want to feel like you care about it in the sense that you're going to do something about it. Look at education. Are we doing anything about education? Simple answer, no. We're not doing anything. We kicked the can. The kids are getting more stupid. They're getting. Let me just put it to you this way. If we were to really solve the problem of education, wouldn't we say this? Okay, look. If you're going to go to college, you're going to go for technical degrees. Degrees where expertise is in play, etc. If you want to do theoretical, you want to do artistic stuff, you go figure that stuff out on, you know, do correspondence, or there'll be other colleges for that. But there's not going to be any federal money going to degrees in social justice warriors and all this other crap. We're not going to spend your money there. The other thing they could do is they could cut the degree plans down. Spend your money in major, not in basket weaving and ethnic studies and religious studies. You want to study that stuff? Go do it. They make schools specifically for that. And leave it alone. They don't have to test for math and science and all that. Leave it alone. Now, I know it's a simplistic overview, but it is what it is. I could have gotten out of college with 50 to 70 less hours and a lot of, I didn't have any debt because I was a scholarship kid, but you could have, most kids could get out of college with half the debt and in half the time. So what are we doing? We're feeding an education system that gets us nothing. And then we find out in this poll, only 3% of the people care about it. Have you really looked at the amount of money we spend? Anyway, they did a recent poll. Only 32% of respondents approve of Biden's handling of crime. 49% disagree. Worse for Democrats, only 24% of independents gave Biden high marks on the issue. Just 28% of Hispanics did. Two emerging weak spots, they say, going forward. Now, there are lots of other issues, folks. I've just told you. But Biden is hurting his party. He's viewed, this is from these people writing it, is unable to perform the duties of his office, and he's suffering withering polls. He is a millstone around the necks of Democratic candidates, especially those running in toss-up districts. So this isn't Kevin Jackson talking. This is the legitimate people recognizing what I already know and what you probably already know.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.